This upcoming look at your news for the hour is being brought to you now by Al Hansen Motors of downtown Bad Axe, the Thumbs only used car dealership with a full line service department. Taking a look first at your local and regional news. The following are the unofficial election results for November the 4th of 2025. For the city of Bad Axe mayor, with a two-year term, the candidates were Kathleen A. Parteka with 311 votes over Dan Glaz's 216. For the city of Bad Axe council member partial term, which will end on December the 31st of 2027, candidate David Rapson had 318 votes over Kim L. Rosenthal's 190. And for the city of Bad Axe council member four-year term, candidate Michaela Kerr had 336 votes, Jesse J. Klaska had 212, Mark Robinson at 211, Clark McKimmy at 206, Kevin Richardson had 181, and Steve Perez had 140. And another local and regional news for today. An extra get-out-of-jail benefit was added to the Tuscola County's first expungement fair, which was held on this past Saturday. Those who participated in having certain legal issues removed from their records did not have to pay the usual fee for the paperwork to do so. Tuscola County Clerk Jody Fetting received permission not to charge the usual fee of $10 to $11 to do the paperwork to have an offense removed from a person's court records. Fetting is quoted as saying, "I think it was a nice gesture to do that," noting that about 90 people had signed up to participate in the expungement fair at the courthouse that was held on November the 1st. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and we'll return with a look at your national and international news right after this.
Before we know it, winter will be here and snow will be too. Hi, this is Tyler Hansen with Al Hansen Motors. Now's your chance to save on all-wheel drive and four-wheel drive vehicles before winter. I've knocked off $1,000 on two all-wheel drive SUVs. A 2023 Ford Escape Platinum being the top trim. It has all the bells and whistles. Remote start, full power, heated seats, heated steering wheel, 360-degree camera, power liftgate, memory seats, and Ford's Co-Pilot 360 safety package. It has just 34,000 miles and now only $26,980. Need a third row SUV? I also have a fully loaded all-wheel drive 2019 Buick Enclave Premium. Stay warm in the winter with remote start, full power, heated seats and steering wheel, cooled seats for when the summer comes back around, and a power lift gate for easy cargo loading, park and lane keep assist too. It has 103,000 miles and a 3.6 V6 engine, now just $17,980. I also have a 2017 Ford Explorer Limited. It's four-wheel drive, fully loaded, with only 64,000 miles. You can take it home for just $21,000. Wrapping up, I have a 2019 Ram 1500 Laramie Crew Cab 4x4. It has remote start, front and rear park assist, heated and cooled seats, power tailgate, and a 5.7 Hemi V8. With 88,000 miles, take it home for just $28,780. Don't miss these deals before they're gone at Al Hansen Motors.
You're back with WLEW and WHST. Taking a look now at your national and international news. Zohran Mamdani has been elected mayor of New York City, capping a stunning ascent from being a little-known state lawmaker just a year ago to one of the most talked-about politicians in the country. Mamdani, a 34-year-old assembly member, defeated former Governor Andrew Cuomo and Republican Curtis Sliwa in Tuesday's election. With the victory, the Democratic Socialist will etch his place in history as the city's first Muslim mayor, the first mayor of South Asian heritage, and the first mayor born in Africa. He will also become the city's youngest mayor in more than a century when he takes office on January the 1st. And another national and international news. Hospital officials in Gaza say they have received the bodies of 15 more Palestinians from Israel. The announcement made by officials at the Nasir Hospital brings the number of Palestinian bodies returned to Gaza to 285. The latest return of bodies of the fragile Israeli-Hamas ceasefire came the day after Palestinian militants in Gaza handed over the body of an Israeli soldier taken hostage in the October 7th, 2023 attack, which started the war. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and that was a look at your news for the hour. For the latest Thumb Area news anytime, you can always go online to thumbnet.net. That look at your news for the hour has been brought to you now courtesy of Al Hansen Motors of downtown Bad Axe, the Thumb's only used car dealership with a full line service department.